guys, and welcome to the Red Podcast. It's me, Roy, and I'm here with
your main man, Ezo. I felt like you forgot your name for a second there.
No, dramatic effect, man.
It's me, Roy. Yeah, that's me. Roy.
As you didn't know, I'm an entertainer now.
Yeah, that was funny.
No, I'm joking. So what's up, man?
Not much, man. Just living a life. Doing my thing.
That's always good, yeah. Living a life. And speaking of living lives, did you see Demon Slayer? Ooh, the segue is so good, isn't it?
I see what you did there. Yeah. I have seen Demon Slayer. I've seen, I'm all caught up.
What episode was that? It's episode 7?
8, I believe. 8.
8? Yeah.
Yeah, so, I'm all caught up.
So the segue works because it's pretty much following the life of Muichiro. I don't know how to say
Muichiro. Muichiro? Something like that.
So let's just jump into it. What do you think about the episode? Did you like it? Did you
dislike it? I mean, we got 2 episodes to talk about, actually. 7 and 8.
What was 7?
7 was basically when he got freed from the water vase. And 8 is the one where he kind of is fighting. We learn about his backstory and he starts fighting.
Yeah, actually fighting. Yeah, okay.
All right, spoiler. He gets his Demon Slayer mark.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this. In episode 7, I like it. The whole time you were talking about, hey, it's going to be... I hate it how he's defeating the upper demon 4. Why is it so easy for them? And I was like, I don't know, man. I think there's going to be a trick up the sleeves. I don't think this is the end all be all. Yeah. And then what do we see? The real number 4 shows up. And Tanjiro can't even freaking move because of all its freaking spiritual pressure, like from Bleach.
Bleach? Oh, yeah.
You got that Zanpakuto. Oh. I mean, got that Zaraki.
Did you watch the new...
I've watched
the new season of Bleach, though. Was that
Thousand Year Blood War arc, whatever it's called, something like that.
I have yet to watch it, man, because it's on what? Hulu, where is it on? I Hulu? Believe, yeah, I don't have Hulu. I have everything else but Hulu, but I need to. I've been hearing actually really good things about it.
Yeah, it's really good. Animation is good. To me, though, I'm not a fan of this new age glossy animation, man. I like the old school, not too old school, not 90s, but like old school, like how Bleach was. If it came back with the same animation,
I would have been fine. I get what you're saying. Yeah, you're right.
Like this new has like a glossy 3D, you know, CGI type things on certain aspects. I'm not crazy about it. One Piece, like as crazy as it been going, the animation is amazing, but certain parts I'm like, it's too much. It's because the auras, man. I fucking hate auras in One Piece.
Yeah.
Like it's one of those things where it looks great, but I don't like it. So I wouldn't be watching the anime anyway, because I'm one of those people that's very, if I read the manga, I kind of like, I don't want to watch the anime. I already know what's going to happen. So I haven't watched a One Piece anime in years. But we're sidetracking. Let's go back to Demon Slayer. So let's talk about episode 7. Episode 7 is when little man is running away. The stock image they have of him, it's not stock image, but it's just the funniest like animation of him running away. And
it is. It really is.
So he's running away, and Tanjiro is about to cut his head off, and then a new demon appears behind him. And that's where we're introduced to the 5th form, I guess, of the demons, which is hatred, right? Isn't it like hatred is
Is it hatred? I don't...
Wrath, hatred, anger. No, it's not anger. It's hatred, I think.
Okay, because we have the lightning. We have the... the wind that we have.
No, no, those are like their powers, but I'm talking about like their kind of the attributes, no, their emotional traits.
Their emotions.
Yeah.
No, I'm counting how many demons it are.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, yeah. That's so 5. 6 total, yeah, so technically counting the main body.
The small guy?
Yeah. Because there's 4, and then he absorbed the other 3 to become... don't quote me on this, but I think it's hatred.
I honestly don't remember.
Yeah, I'm gonna be completely honest. Animation on that wood dragon, I thought it was Hashirama fighting out there. What the fuck? It was pretty good, man. I like the wood dragons.
That's so funny.
But I love the demon, the audacity that he had. He's like, you're a fucking villain. You're trying to destroy this little creature, this innocent little guy. And I don't know, to me, that was like a funny little banter because he's very serious. He's like, dude, the way I see it, you were picking on this little guy.
Yeah, he's just chilling.
Yeah, he's just chilling, little homie. You saw how you had him running? You saw the animation they used on him?
Mm-hmm. This is, you know what's crazy with the animation for running? This is the first time I ever seen, like, an animation like animated of somebody running away from the person instead of just like
towards
like, because you know how oftentimes, like for example in Naruto, it's always panning to the face of the person that's running and it's just their face and you can see like, oh, trees are passing behind them, so they're moving forward.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
And in some cases where they run, but most of the time is just like if they're running, it's still the same thing with your face. I've never seen like them, like an animation where somebody's looking and the person's like running, or even like serpentining, like that dude was like zigzagging.
Yeah.
Cause I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, have I seen an anime where there's a person that runs? Most of the time, it's just
like you're chasing the anime. Like, I know I've seen it before. I know for a fact I've seen it before.
I want to say I have, but I haven't seen it because like I still like remember Dragon Ball Z. Whenever they're running, you just see them running, and then like, you know, there's lines, like it symbolizes like movement. So that, to me, that was pretty interesting. And then like again, like you said with like the wood dragon, the shit was, again, this Demon Slayer's animation is just so on
point. It's amazing. So point by point on that anime, Muichiro. Is basically he was trapped in a water prison and he kind of gave up, like, guess I'm gonna die. And then little homie blew some kisses at him.
The fucking the little soldier,
he blew some kisses.
What the hell's his name?
I'm not gonna lie to you, I don't remember that name. I don't remember none of that. Even Tanjiro's sword guy, I don't even remember his name. I'm not good with these names, I'm not good with names to begin with.
That guy's buff as fuck,
yo,
though,
yo, he's sexy, too.
He's yeah, right? He reminds me of Rengoku a little bit.
Yeah, I think the way he draws, the author draws his characters, a lot of characters kind of, if you just move they're like Legos. If you just remove the hair piece and place it on another character, it'll be the same.
Yeah, like his, fuck. Like Machiro's dad reminded me of Tanjiro's dad.
Yeah.
Well, but because he has the same eyes as
Tanjiro's dad. So, most of them look very similar. I don't know if you watch this show, but Rick and Morty.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think I just finished the latest season.
So basically, if you when somebody pointed this out to me, I was like, "What the fuck?" So the daughter. And the dad, literally same exact face, just hair. So if you replace the hair.
100%.
Huh?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, like somebody did that. I was like, what the fuck? Nothing. That's the whole point. I was like, oh, wow.
That's interesting, man. Like
character design and stuff. But episode.
You know what's crazy?
Episode 7, I don't think too much happened other than we got progression where Muichiro is out of the little. Water thing and
he's about to give up again.
The swordsmith. He's kind of like, you know, sharpening his blade, and he's taking forever. Mm-hmm. And the demon upper 5, he kind of has like a very common anime stereotype, like the artist where like it's all about art and kind of don't want to be disturbed, yeah. or if you see mm-hmm. if you meet another artist, you kind of show beautiful, them the artistic respect. Like he's right, like right. the only reason, because it would have been really strange if like just kill him. Well, he's just like, I can't kill him. Seeing somebody that concentrated and their art is just art. Like, you know, my goal is to break his concentration, not kill him. If I could break his concentration, that's fucking more powerful than
weaknesses for a lot of
anime. Yeah, that's a very common trope. Yeah. Reminds me of Deidara. Is it Deidara from Naruto? The clay? That's who I can think of.
The C4 guy.
Yeah. So that was strange. But I'm like, I'm used to that. I feel like in the anime world, we got to accept that because it's, it's just one of those things where he's like so passionate about art and artistic art expression and stuff like that, that, you know, you know, yeah, you take that seriously. And what else happened in that episode? Tanjiro came to Muichiro and talked to him while he was in the water. And then we found out, like, I'm like, that's not Tanjiro's voice. So it was kind of, weird hearing, seeing Tanjiro there speaking, but it wasn't his voice talking.
Who'd that be?
Come to find out it was the dad.
Yeah.
Like, you have any input on episode 7?
Not so much, man. I'm going to be completely honest. Like, to me, it was just like a solid
episode. Yeah, it was a solid episode. We had good progression.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Again, it's just such a, it was a solid episode. Nothing, to me, that's how I can really say it. It's just a solid episode. For episode 8 was just more of a backstory and it's like, oh, why, what's his name was, whatchamacallit.
I liked episode 8 a lot.
You know what's crazy?
Mm-hmm.
That was the first episode I didn't skip through.
You skipped through the episodes?
Yeah, I always skipped through because like when they have like that little banter, I'm just like, ugh, shit, skip. All right, 10 seconds, 30 seconds out.
What? So we'd be talking about these animes and you don't even watch the whole thing? This dude just be skipping through shit he likes.
But the thing is, like, it's one of those things, if you read something so much, there's a very likelihood of you predicting what's going to happen.
Yeah, but that's that kind of, you're going to miss certain things.
No, but the thing is, like, with his story, I did like episode 8's story. And that's why, to me, I think it's just because it was well done. And like the whole entire time, I thought it was going to be one of those things where like it's actually the same person, him and his bro, like the twin, but it's actually just him. That's why he's like,
oh, he has like a split personality type thing.
Yeah,
that would have been better to me than what we did get.
Yeah, because I was expecting it at the end where like him on the bed laying there, holding his hand, it would just be his hand, like it would just pan through his hand and it would just be covered in blood.
Mm. That would
so that's why I think that's why I was like more like very invested in that, because I was like, I wonder if they're gonna do that. I wonder if that's gonna be how they're gonna tell a story of like the reason why he is like so like dull at the start, and now finally he's starting to become like an actual person.
No, he that's because he had amnesia.
I know, but I'm saying like maybe that's what I'm saying. Maybe what was the cause? Like, because we didn't really understand like the cause.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah, you're right.
Amnesia, because he never really expanded on that detail. And I thought it was just going to be like him suppressing like his mom, his dad, and his brother dying. That's why. Because you know how people deal with like traumatic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you think his backstory is over, though? Because I feel like you said, now that you're bringing a lot of these points, it kind of doesn't, it doesn't answer every single question we might have on how we got to this point.
But I think it answers enough.
Enough to not go back and kind of.
Yeah, okay. Because they already, because that's the whole entire thing about the last, not the really last scene, but the last scene of him and like holding the hand of his brother, or like going back to see him dead, is just to like to end that period in his life, you know, because usually death means like an end of something and it's the beginning of something new, and that's probably when he would go find what's his name, or that lady will come, Akane will come and get him. And take him to like, you know, the Demon Slayer headquarters or whatever. And then that's how he became a Hashira, because he killed that demon.
No, but that demon was fodder though. That demon was not strong enough to deal with anything.
Yeah, but also he was strong enough. He cut the dude's arm off.
Every demon could, damn near any demon could do that.
But the thing is, the difference between that is just because he is a direct descendant from what's his name?
Yeah, the Sun Breather. How you call it? Not Kokushibo. God dang it.
I don't. I forgot.
Yuichiro, right? No, Yuichiro is the brother, the twin brother. I don't know. Don't fucking matter.
you said it right. You. Oh my goodness. You did not need to divulge into like this. When you say Sub-Zero, everybody, I think everyone who watches Demon Slayer, we're like, oh yeah.
Yeah, but guy. I'm trying. I want to still say his name right. Damn. You say nah. Just accept what you got. Fair enough.
It's accepted, man. Fair. No, but I actually like the pacing on the story. Like and it makes a lot of sense. It sucked though. Like this is the first time in I think in anime where both the mom and the dad were together, but then also again Demon Slayer fashion.
They both died. The mom and dad oh, die. Yeah. When the dad fell, tell me if you heard like a sound effect that was weird.
I don't remember.
Like when he was about to fall from the cliff, I heard like, oh my God. like. It's like something when they were doing the voiceovers and edits, like they probably didn't clean. It wasn't clean. I hear in the background, "Hey, yo, what's up?" It was like really no weird. So, like whoa, I literally went back to listen to it, like to see what, like did I hear? It was kind of like the sound didn't sound refined. It didn't sound like it was part of the anime. It just sounded like, mm-hmm. And then he fell. So it's like, it's like you hear something in the background like, "You shouldn't be on there, nigga." You see it fall. And it fell. I was like, it was like a weird sound. I don't know what that was all about.
That's pretty. I did not notice that.
Yeah, I don't know. It could have been my imagination. But go check out the latest episode, like when the dad is falling, and tell me okay, if yeah. you hear
I am.
A weird sound.
That's so funny that you bring that up because I did not.
Yeah, it was strange.
That's so funny.
So let's see. So going through the story, I kind of he gets freed and he attacks, and we learned about his backstory. I'm not gonna lie to you, dude. I could understand where his brother was coming from.
100%, because he told him. He literally told him, "Hey, mom, you need to rest."
Yeah,
she doesn't want to rest. So now she gets sick, and like now she's sickly. Now the dad, you shouldn't go when it's raining. Oh, I have to get this because your mom is sick. Well, if mom never would just rest.
Yeah, it's like, bro, but why would you go out there? And now he's like, mom was done for. Like, even if you did get the fucking plant, you weren't gonna save her. So now you left us orphans. Mm-hmm. So I kind of see where 100%. And a lot of times, like with anime and stories like that. Like, he should have been the main character. Like, that's a real reaction for most people in life. And eventually, you probably grow and accept what happened and whatever. But if both your parents died and you see it as something that was preventable, I'm pretty sure you're going to be angry at them. 100%. Like, for a period of time absolutely in your life until you grow to accept that what happened and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But in the moment, you're going to be mad. So it's like, Muichiro, I think, is kind of like the one that's odd. His reaction is weird to me. Maybe he didn't need to be that extreme, but I feel like in a way, you kind of have some kind of, you would have some kind of resentment, some anger, some, you left alone.
I guess that's like when he was saying it, like he's too optimistic.
Yeah, he's way too optimistic. And I mean, yeah. I guess you need people like that too. And they're definitely people out there in the world who are genuinely like that. But to me, I'm just like
100%. Yeah, I'm for like, sure.
His brother's not wrong. He's just a little rough with the way he speaks.
He's more realistic. No, he's more
realistic on life. The only thing I guess it's anime 101. And maybe it's kind of life 101. Like, his brother still loved him and cared for him, was trying to protect him. Yeah. It's kind of like be the villain so your brother could, you know, be the good guy, I guess. I don't know. That's just kind of like he always loved his brother, and his brother thought he didn't love him anymore. Mm-hmm. And they stopped talking for like a very long time. It was really sad to see like two brothers, because like he just did. They had no way to, I guess, express themselves. All they had was each other. And
too prideful to admit or to say
I'm sorry. And the little brother,
because I feel like the idea of apologizing comes later in life to understand, like, it's like no one's weaker, the weakest person is the one who doesn't who thinks apologize is wrong, you know. And it's this part of life, man. Sometimes you just have to apologize for shit that you didn't even do. Like, you're nowhere near, like, hey, man, I'm sorry. Or
it's not worth,
especially to a spouse,
the pride. Like, yeah, having spending time with that person, just being happy. Like, being angry at the person is not worth you, not whatever. Wrong, even if you know you're not wrong in that situation. Like you said, sometimes you just got to be like, hey, man, this is not worth it, man. If you feel that strongly about it, I'm sorry. Let's just move on.
It's a squash.
Yeah, because
it's one of those things.
At 11, you're not doing that.
Yeah, and hell no. Like, you think everything, like, at that age is, you know, I think we've all been at that age. We don't want to apologize. Like, what the fuck? We didn't do anything wrong.
I'm not even going to lie to you. Even at this age, it's kind of hard for me to apologize sometimes.
Oh, dude, see, honestly, now for me, it used to be really hard. Maybe, like, my 20s, my mid to, like, somewhat late 20s. But, like, now I'm realizing that the first person to apologize is often a person that's, I don't know. To me, like, even if you don't understand, like, you should understand why you're wrong. I'm not just saying apologize, like, empty. But you still should understand, like, the feelings. Because I think apologizing is one of the best things that a person can do, man. Like, it saves so many things, like, from friendships to relationships to, like, jobs. Mm-hmm. And it shows, like, I guess the integrity of that person, that they're able to admit when they're at fault. And even if they're not at fault, they're able to take responsibility for whatever happened. It might not be fair, but it's one of those things where, like, you just, you know, you just got to bear whatever is wrong. For lack of a better word.
I agree with you.
But, because I learned it's like, I used to hate a pot, because I used to be so prideful, man. I used to be so prideful. But now, like, now I'm just like, what's the point of it? Like, so what if I'm right? So what if I'm, like, if he or she is wrong? It doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, like,
if you really care about the person, it's like, just, you know, I'd rather be in good terms with you than be fighting over shit that don't really matter.
Something that's done, and most of the time, it's really stupid shit. It
doesn't matter. Honestly. You ever been mad at someone for so long, or you beef with them and you kind of forgot where it started? You just know that you're supposed to not like this person, so you're just holding on, and you're like, I don't know why I'm not supposed to like you, but I know I don't like you. Like, or you, it's not that you don't like them, but she's just kind of like, I know I don't talk to this person, like, or me and him are not cool. But you don't even remember why. He's like, I just know we're not supposed to be cool. And you're, it's the idea of, like, holding on to that, not being cool to a person, to the point where you don't even remember why you're not cool with them, is absurd. But we all do it, like, especially when we're younger.
100%, man.
And, like, you know, his little brother died, his twin brother dies, and I'm sure he doesn't even, you know, they never reconcile. And it's kind of one of those things where you hold on to something so much.
It was so sad. It was so sad when he died, too, like, when he was, like, just asking for his,
he's, like, asking Buddha to protect his little brother, and just kind of, like, yo, he's the better of the two of us, like, you know.
Yeah,
he's going to be X, Y, and Z, great. Yeah.
That show was rough, man. I was like, damn.
And it did a really good heel turn on with Mooch. When he was introduced, I thought he was going to be a dick. Like, that pretty boy dick.
His character, that one arc makes you understand the character and his, like, and everything about him.
Yeah, he's just, he was cold because he didn't know his backstory, and now he's very caring. And I hate that it's because of Tanjiro that inspired it. Because I don't like when main characters just kind of, everybody they come across, they're just fucking changing for the better. I'm like, bro, like, you're not that guy. Chill. I fucking hate you.
But he is that guy.
I don't know, man. It's just.
No, I know what you're saying. Like, he's a.
Yeah, he's just kind of like the messiah for everybody. Like, Tanjiro, like, he said something so. You're telling me in this world, everybody, Tanjiro, kind of, you have never met somebody who was kind like Tanjiro, who said kind things, or who. Was I don't know. It's just very strange to me. But they're the main characters. It's to be expected. But I just want to meet a character one day that says, I don't give a fuck about none of what you're talking about. Like, I'm not going to change. Like, I am who I am. Like Dio. That nigga has a fucking generational hatred for the Dio for the Joestars.
Joestars.
He literally hate them just cause. Why? I don't know. They try to talk him out of it. He's like, I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about. I hate you.
And it's so crazy, man, because they brought him in.
Literally from the day they brought him in.
They brought him in, and he's just like, fuck,
and he
guys.
Fucking
they
kills their dog shit. Just for no reason.
That was the most fucked up thing.
He's so fucking petty. Ever. He steals his wife's first kiss just cause he didn't like her. He didn't give a damn about her. He's like just JoJo likes her. Fuck that. Then it was me.
You can't have this, dude.
Oh my god, it's like characters like that where it's like I don't like the hero is not gonna come like. To change their mind. Because Dio's been in the main villain in two parts, right? Part one and part three. Phantom Menace so. And Diamond, not Diamond is Unbreakable. Stardust Crusaders.
Stardust Crusaders.
So those two, and then he comes back in freaking Jolene's story. But he's not like there. He's kind of more of a priest, like he's in the backstory. But still, like he literally has just been plotting against the Joestars for all eternity.
Yeah, and yeah, he has his little
yeah, and he comes from a time of like just villains being villains, evil, whatever. But I kind of like, you know, like that one's like, nah, you can't change me. Like Frieza is another one. Like
It's like
fuck you monkeys. I hate y'all. I don't give a fuck about y'all monkeys. Like, you know, that's his way of calling them N-word the whole time.
Seven and eight. What would you rate number seven for Demon Slayer and then number eight?
Seven, I'll give it
rate them together.
Together? All together? I'll give it a good eight.
Yeah. Honestly, a solid episode. It cleared up the mess of like how I felt about like the power scaling, so I'm kind of happy. Then also like a really good story on like now like we understand Machiro and like that's why he's acting the way he's acting, and like also he's been through so much shit. I think it's very fair.
Quick question for you. How did you feel of, like what did you think of the water animation? In episode eight, it was
which one? The one at the
when just it was raining? No. The river, and I don't know. Like obviously, it probably didn't have a big impact on you visually, like it did for me. Because obviously I remember it, and you asked me which one. I don't remember it. But it was just the CGI or whatever they used to animate the water flow, and when Muichiro went to go fetch water. It's just, I don't know, the water, like, I was like, wow, that's fucking, looks real. It just looked like real fucking water. But yeah, that's an animation point that that I really enjoyed. And an animation I didn't really like that much, I think, was the wood dragons. Like, they were too CGI for me.
I get it. I mean, sometimes those little demons,
the little fish demons were annoying too. Yeah.
So yeah, I get it, man. But yeah, but yeah, honestly, I would give it the same rating as you would give it, which is an eight.
I'd go 7.88 around that range.
Yeah, I think it was an eight for me. I think it was just a solid throughout. For those two things, it was very solid.
Nothing happened that had me like super hype. And maybe because, you know, I'm a hype demon, you know, that's...
I did like him when he started doing his... when he actually started fighting. Like his
when he cut all the tentacles. Yeah. That was cool, but nothing had me...
And then...
Oh, my God. Like, a great revelation or a great fighter. Nothing like that.
Maybe because we're spoiled already.
Maybe.
Because, man, I guarantee it, if we didn't watch the first season of Demon Slayer or like Mugen Train or whatever, and we were just introduced to this season now, I think we would have been like, holy shit, these fucking animations.
Well, the animation is whatever, great. Blah, blah, blah. The animation is great. I'm just talking about, like...
the fight scenes are crazy.
Story and progression in general. Like, nothing kind of, like, wowed me. Like, oh my God, like, he didn't kill, nobody killed the final demon, nobody did anything spectacular, nobody died, nobody, he's just kind of like, we're now setting up like the major fights for the season. You know, that's kind of like where I'm like, oh, these are pretty good setup episodes.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, that's a very fair point. Because now we got a backstory. Now we understand
him. He got his demon mark, and he's squaring up, and they're going to have a legit fight now. He's not going to get caught in no freaking water prison jutsu. Fucking, and
Kusame's water prison. Yeah,
that's exactly what I'm thinking. And Tanjiro is setting up to fight Upper Four, him and Genya. So it's all set up. Everybody's ready to go. And I've always thought that Demon Slayer as a, without its animation, story wise, it's a bit. It's not like crazy for me. It's not something I'm like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing. I don't know how it went, like, you know, nuclear.
Yeah, for sure, but, for sure. Hmm. It's just because I think. This animation and stuff like that. Okay. But speaking of, we're going back to the direction. And this is actually something that you probably, since you don't like glossy faces, what do you think of Hell's Paradise?
Oh, Hell's Paradise. I really like it. I really like it.
I know. It's so different, isn't it? It's different. Is this so different?
I'm caught up. I've decided to watch the dub. I'm not caught up, actually. I lied. I decided to watch the dub. And the dub is only up to episode 7, and there's 8 That's episodes, okay. I believe, or 9. So I'm a little bit behind, and...
That's all right.
And I feel like with Hell's Paradise, it's censored. I don't know why.
Yeah, okay. It is.
It's censored? Okay. Because I was like... There were scenes where I'm like, yo, I know there should be titties here. Like, I know there should be some nipples in here. And I didn't see them, so I'm like, okay, it must be.
Where's the... What's
yeah, I'm like, come on, give me that little nip action. What's going on here? That's so funny. And
so what do you like about it? Like, what's the main thing that you like about it?
What do I like about it? I like that it's. I like my stories a little bit more mature. So fair enough. It's a little bit more grown up. I always like when my characters are more adult in general. Same reason why I think like when the big three was happening, Bleach was always my favorite. Just because Ichigo was a little bit more mature, the story. Like, I don't know, Bleach, I loved Bleach during the big three era. Right. Big three era. Mm-hmm. This story, it's, to be completely honest with you, I don't know how I feel yet. I like it.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Nothing has happened to, like, it's all set up. And I feel like now 100%. It's when we're going to, like, all the little gods that we're fighting in the beginning of the island was just kind of like, you know, the teaser. I think now we're starting going to attack the real story, the real plot,
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
The shinobis are going to come in. Because they're sending in more shinobis from Gabimaru's village. They're sending in more Asaimons and all that kind of stuff. So I think
I like how you know those really names, but you don't know the little guys the blacksmith.
Yeah, I don't know, because their names are probably complicated, man. But
one thing I like about the ship.
Yeah, I think it's now starting to pick up. So I'm excited to see where it goes from there.
I like one thing I really do enjoy about Hell's Paradise, along with the maturity and like the people who are going through like turmoil and like fighting through like, you know, like shit that you have to deal with life. Like the main girls, I forgot her name already.
I don't remember her.
You know her name? Her whole entire issue is that, you know, she's a woman, born a woman, but she always wanted to prove them wrong. Like, she's like, I can also be a warrior too. Like, you know, man, woman, a warrior is a warrior. That's one thing I like about it. I like how Gabimaru is you know, fighting for his wife, and that it shows that it, no matter what kind of person, like having somebody who cares for you and mm-hmm. loves you can change you from becoming very like old and like heartless person to becoming more like open and willing to do stuff. I also do like that it don't matter rank 1, rank 10, fucking any of the someone just gets killed. They just fucking die.
Yeah,
I like how like they're human. Like no one's like super powerful. Even Gabumaru with his powers, he still got fucked
up. But the thing is, the humanness of them are not how you call it? They're not 100%, yeah, they're not. How can I say it? Their ranks were not based on how you call it. Like it was a bunch of things that
it was based on. I remember the episode because she said it's based on who can run the clan.
I don't remember exactly what it was, but like you said, it was a bunch of different things that made it made them get their ranks. And to tackle what you said about the gender thing on that story, it kind of, I don't feel the same way. I think it bothered me a little bit. Really? Just because it seemed a little forced. I've seen like gender, like women being, I guess, oppressed just because of their gender done better in other stories. Like Jujutsu Kaisen, I think, did it a little bit better.
She is by far, out of all the animes I've ever watched, Nobara?
I know who you're saying. I don't remember.
Yeah, the hammer.
Nobaru or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's by far one of my personal favorite anime women characters in this whole entire anime. Because I love for the fact of like, she was like, I don't care. Like, I can look pretty when I want to look pretty. I can look tough when I want to look tough. And I just like how like they brought it. It doesn't matter.
And that's what this story tried to do. And I think they did it good on the character side, but the side characters didn't do a very good job for me. And it came off annoying, kind of like, I feel like you're preachy. Like, I see where you're going with this, and it was too annoying for me. Like, because really? I'm gonna explain to you why I felt like that way, right? So her, basically her senior, when she came, she's like, yo, go away. You're like, you should turn back because you're a woman. You're not suited for this job, da, da, da. And I never liked that in anime, only because, like, this is not the real world. This is an anime where these people have seen very powerful women. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, you're just choosing to be a bigot or sexist because you literally seen women more powerful than you. Like one of the side characters that we have, the ninja, she's a female, and she's like, you know, the Simons, a lot of them are stronger than a lot of the, you know, the criminals. But the fact is, like, you've seen women do it. But the way he was acting is like, a woman could never do that. I know in your clan, a woman has never, I don't know if it's never, but it's currently there's no women choosing that job. But like, you've seen powerful women in your line of work. So just to see, like, I don't feel like being a woman in a lot of animes is a detriment. Like, it doesn't make you usually physically weaker. Like, in a lot of anime. I like when two women, like, though, with Nobara's case and whatever, her like, femininity and attacking, I think it was coming from two women's point of view, where one woman felt like she was like being looked down on because she was a woman. And Nobara, whatever her name is, was kind of fighting that point. He's like, I don't give a fuck about how people view me as a woman. I'm going to do my best. Da, da, da. That seemed a lot better to me than having a man just be like, ah, you're a woman. You're a woman. Especially somebody who's supposed to be on your side. And then for as quickly as he shifted, I'm like, he was saying so many bigoted, like, sexist things. And for him to have a switch that quickly, it seemed a little, like, they were just trying to preach and send a message. And it seemed genuine.
I think, honestly, it's one of those things where, like, I don't know. For me, a lot of this, I kind of get it, man. Because, you know, it's like, if it is, like, in that time, time zone, the time period. Yeah, women are mostly the bread makers, and it's very rare to find a woman who's actually like a warrior or like into like that kind of status.
I agree with you, but we see the women there in the anime that he interacts with. Literally, the woman he was, the person he was guarding was a woman. So that's why I'm like, you've seen very capable physical women in your world in this universe.
It's just a stereotype. Like you said, real life stereotypical.
Yeah, and I think like, that's the author that's doing that, not necessarily. And I don't think they did it like horrible. I just kind of like, I saw what they were doing and it kind of made it seem a little. And I was like, maybe it wasn't done the best way. And I love her character growth. Like what I'm saying, the female character, I love her growth. Her accepting, I don't care that I'm a woman, I'm going to keep my femininity. I like that aspect. I just didn't like the side characters and how they tried to, like, bring her down. It seemed forced. It didn't seem natural. Like, I'm grading his sexism. I don't know, it didn't seem a natural sexist thing. It just seemed like,
to me, it felt natural to me. Like, honestly, the because like even then, like from like her growing up and her backstory, like even her dad was telling her that she shouldn't
become, yeah, that makes sense to me. That's what I'm saying. Those things were fine to me. Like her dad doing, like, you know, hey, maybe you should, like, yeah, but you see how subtle, you see the difference. Like her dad was like, maybe you should just, this is probably not the best job suited for you. Maybe you should just come join your, that's like subtle sexism of like, oh yeah, because she's a woman, she's not, versus like that other guy who's like, you're a woman and a woman is weak. A woman can't do this. You know what I mean? It seemed like,
woman,
you're supposed to be in the kitchen cooking. Whereas the
swing swords.
The dad did like more of like, ah, man, it might be too tough for you to handle this. Maybe you should, you could set up. Like, I don't know. It just didn't seem, agenda.
I don't know. I think it makes sense. Yeah. Like, I felt like,
I understand.
I felt like the whole entire thing, it made sense. Like, the only thing that I kind of find kind of made me cringe was the ninjutsu part. I was like, oh, Naruto.
No, but they're ninja, though.
I know, but I'm just saying, whenever I hear ninjutsu, I'm just like,
oh, that's a youth problem.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I said that made me kind of cringe, because I was just like, oh, Naruto.
Yeah, but that's because you watch a lot of Naruto. But every ninja thing, they call it ninjutsu.
It's ninjutsu, yeah. Absolutely. Like, the art. But other than like the sexist part and my Naruto part, what do you think like overall in terms of like story and like
characters? I like the characters so far, and I love when they do subvert expectation with certain stories. Mm-hmm. When it is when we saw the eye patch assignment, right? I was like, oh yeah, that's the that's the top guy that we need to worry about. And the motherfucker died literally as soon as
first
like episode first on the two.
Island. Yeah,
he died. I was like, so, what the fuck?
He died.
He's such a cool design and the way he was talking to the girl, like everything.
He looked like
yes. I was like, oh yeah, he's the badass. He's the badass of the
nope. My guy got fucked.
Yeah, and he's just like, oh damn. I'm like, immediately.
He didn't just get fucked up. He got fucked up and then somebody ate him.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? That caught me off guard.
Yeah, same. I was just like, holy shit.
I like all the characters that we run into so far. I like Gabimaru. I like his assignment, the chick, I forgot her name. Like I said, I like her character development and accepting that she's a female. She doesn't have to give up being a female just to be strong and powerful. And I like that the character that was like being sexist was kind of like, except like, oh shit, you could do both. You don't have to pick one or the other. And they amplify each other. Like, her femininity kind of helps her in certain aspects, and her being a warrior going to help her in certain aspects. So I like her. I really like her character. She is very rigid, and I don't know what she's on. This part of the story is kind of strange, because I don't know. She's very like, I gotta watch Gabimaru. I was like, nobody gives a fuck anymore. Why are you so?
Yeah, that kind of annoyed
me, bro. Like, I thought we were past that.
Oh, put your uh, put your cuffs on, yeah, or whatever that shit is. Like, tie your hands. And he's just like, all right, I'll just,
yeah, that was like the, that was like episode two. So I'll give her a pass. But it's like later on when Gabi Maro's about to take a shower, he's like, yeah, I can't let you out of my sight type thing. And I'm like, at this point, you know you're not going to make it back. You know, like, just yeah, just be fine, but yeah, I guess not. And I don't care for the ninja girl. She looks like she's just fan service, really, right now. Fan service,
100%.
And her ninpo, bro. I was like, hey, yo, what's this?
She's slippery. She got slippery.
That slipper, that wet, viscous.
I was like,
hey, why she gotta have that ninja?
I was thinking the fucking same thing. She got a good gushy.
Yeah,
gushy.
Like, when she started like oozing and getting gushy, I was like, hey, I mean, what kind of superpower is that? And her being very sexual, using her
place to it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. I was like, that seems a little. All right then.
That shit is so funny. Like when he said that, because I fucking, I thought the exact same thing. I was like, hey,
I'm like, you got that wet, whoa, you got the wet ninjutsu. Okay, and my thought immediately goes to, you know, damn well when you with your man, you gotta use that. Gotta use that ninjutsu.
It's his birthday. I got a special.
Yeah, you can't not every. I should never buy KYY. What was it called?
I don't know.
Digga, you know what it's called. It's called KY jelly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I should never buy KY jelly. Okay, so I just skimmed through the manga. It is censored.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It's censored a little bit.
In
the scene
aspect?
Where the two girls were kissing.
That was not censored in the.
No, it's censored in the anime.
Anime. Oh yeah, 100%.
Cause like that looks like 100%. A lot. Oh shit! I'm looking. I'm skimming through it. I see the wet juices going again. So stupid. Oh, devious shit.
I know, it's just so funny though.
So, back to the characters. I like the two characters that were fighting those. I guess they could change their sex, genders or whatever, whenever they please. Those I forgot what they're called. The higher up gods or whatever.
Yeah, the mm-hmm. middle one, the middle
people. The middle rings.
Dude, that shit remind me of Attack on Titan. I was like, oh, is this
that's exactly what I thought of too. Different rings and different levels, but it's kind of like the inverse of Attack Titan. The further in you get, the more dangerous to get. Versus like Attack on Titan, the further in you get into the rings, the safer and easier life gets for you.
But overall, so we can end this one. Overall, what do you think of, like, what would you rate it
so far?
If you could give it like a solid rating, what would you rate it?
So far, nothing has really blown me away other than the initial shock of like the guy dying in episode two. I would give it a 7.
Yeah, that shit was wild. Okay, I'll give it an 8.5.
Yeah.
I give it an 8.5 just because compared to everything that's out now, like, and I've been watching like a lot of anime. It's so, to me, it's so original, so different from everything. It has a good story. The characters, the pacing and everything is, to me, it's very solid. So I would give it like an 8.5.
Yeah.
Not only that, just because like the style and like that is more like reminiscent of like past, like old school, like not old school, but like, you know, animes maybe like 5 years ago. So to me, I was like, this is actually very refreshing.
It's falling into the seinen type of genre a little bit.
Yeah, maybe because I also like dark.
Yeah,
dark
that's what I'm saying. It falls to that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I was.
I would say that. Yeah. And the anime, like, I think, I don't know, the pacing is pretty decent too, because it looks like we're in chapter where we're at, where we left off, we're chapter 19. Part of, like, the episode that I'm on is chapter 19 in the manga, and that's episode like 8. So it's about 2.3 chapters per episode, which is like pretty dang good pacing. Because most anime is usually one and a half or so. One and a half, two.
I just, the only thing is with anime and like adaptions from manga to like an actual anime, and well, animation, the only thing I really, really don't like, but I do get, is that sometimes you never get a season two.
Oh, no. You would definitely get a season two of this.
Not always.
No, you like, will even if it's get a season two of this.
Not, oh, you can't be definite.
I don't see any reason why.
Yeah, you can. That would be, if no one picks it up.
No, they trust me. This has a season two.
How do you know? Have you looked at it and it says Hell's Paradise season two?
I'm gonna talk to the right people and get it. Trust me, it's gonna have a season two, bro. You don't think so?
I don't know, man. Just because not a lot of people talking about Hell's Paradise. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
No, I don't see how it doesn't. I think it is one of the hottest animes this season.
It came out at a fortunate timing because Demon Slayer came out.
Yeah. It's one of the highest rated animes this season.
You know what's crazy? I'm hearing more about Marshall, Magic and Muscle than I am about Hell's Paradise.
That like anime with the
Magic and Muscle.
Really? I mean, you're more tapped in, so I'm surprised though.
Yeah, I'm hearing way more about that shit than Hell's Paradise. I don't know why.
Well,
but yeah, that's unfortunate.
Damn, what?
I hope there's a season two. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it gets picked up for a season two. But right now,
I feel like worse things have been,
picked up. Yeah, but it probably had a hype behind it. I don't hear anything about Hell's Paradise.
But Hell's Paradise automatically got like, it gets its English dub already. So, do they do that now? Like immediately, yeah. Like one episode behind type shit.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Sometimes the same day. Sometimes depending on how popular the anime is.
Yeah, I know Demon Slayer got simulcasting. Not Demon Slayer. Fucking Attack. What is it? My Hero.
Yeah. So yeah. Again, like I said, I'm not hearing it. I hope it does. I hope I'm wrong because it would be very unfortunate.
I can't see this anime not getting a second season.
I can just because I'm not hearing a lot of like people talking about it. That's the biggest thing. Again, I'm hearing more about Martial Art and Magic, even though Martial Art and Magic is actually pretty good. It's pretty funny.
I hope you're. It was one of the best mangas in Shonen Jump. So that's why I'm like, it must have.
But if it's not getting any hype, like even now, like you can say things about Chainsaw Man. It hasn't been in a season two announced yet.
Chainsaw Man is definitely getting a season two.
But it hasn't been a season two announced.
Really?
Yet. Yeah.
But think about it like this. Attack on Titan went like on a goddamn like a 10-year hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like before season two came out. Like it wasn't 10 years, but it was a pretty big gap.
Yeah.
So I think
I just don't know.
I see what you mean. I see your fear, but don't worry. I'm going to talk to the right people. It's going to come out. You'll see.
I'll talk to my guys. They'll talk to their guys. And bada bing, bada boom. You'll get your season two, buddy.
I'm going to do my thing.
But yeah. But all right, man. I think that's going to do it for this episode. As always, guys, thank you for listening. Follow us on our socials, which is just TikTok at the moment. And peace.